Hola, 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 bienvenidos. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so happy you made it here to this show. I'm so happy that you found this episode. You know, there are no coincidences in life, and you made it here for a reason. Perhaps there's something that you need to tell me once you've listened to this whole show, and I would love to hear from you. Please drop me a comment, find me on Instagram at MartyAngel_ELC. Welcome. Mujer de Éxito Unbounded, and today we are going to discuss letting your Latina-ness show. You know, it's so funny because in 2021, we are now allowing our Latina-ness to show. We are finally embracing our Latina-ness. Oh my goodness, guys. Siendo Latina is amazing. Yes, and this is a show that allows the Spanglish to come through. And many of my guests that have been on the show speak English and Spanish, and some of them speak them both all together, all at once, interestingly. But let's talk about how do you let your Latina-ness show, and why was it such a voodoo when I was growing up? I can remember, let me tell you this. And this is a sad story because I can remember I walked into elementary school, into kindergarten, and I didn't know a lick of English. Not a lick. But luckily, in kindergarten, I had an amazing teacher, and I learned English extremely well and extremely quickly, to the point where by second semester, they had moved me to first grade, where the teacher there did not like me at all. Now, you're going to see me now, and because I'm generally more inside than I am outside, you're going to see my pale skin and my honey color eyes and my bleach blonde hair comes out of a bottle. Pero de todos modos, what ended up happening is I remember so clearly in first grade, Mrs. Collins, these are times that you don't forget. Mrs. Collins slapped me across the face one day when we came back from lunch recess, had our heads down, and I raised my hand because she asked, "Who made that noise?" And of course, I didn't realize that it was tattling or ratting or whatever. I was answering the question. So I raised my hand to tell her that the little boy behind me was the one that made that fart noise. Se echó un pedo. Oh my God. Anyway, so she walked over. I can remember. I raised my hand. She asked me to speak. I told her it was the little boy behind me. She turned red. She walked over and she slapped me across the face. Yep. Them were the days, guys. Esos fueron los días where the teachers could actually get away with that. Now, they got away with it because my mom was too afraid to come to school, and because we were taught that, you know, educators, teachers are all high and mighty, and that you must do what they say. Now, I was scolded and I was told not to speak Spanish and not to speak at all until I learned to speak English. So, being Latina though, guys, being Latina now, I look back at that and I think, what does being Latina mean to me today? Now that I'm over half a century old, what does it mean? And how many of my years of my life was I still asked, threatened not to let my Latina-ness show? Being Latina, guys, now means that you know you have a culture, you know you have a background, regardless of whether or not you can speak Spanish. There are so many of my friends out there that do not speak Spanish because they came from parents that also, you know, were told do not speak Spanish, so they were embarrassed, so they didn't speak Spanish to their children. My cousins, all my cousins, most of my cousins don't speak Spanish. Híjole. Because why? Because their parents were told, do not let these guys speak Spanish. You are in America. Están aquí y no se habla español. And it was like, what? You don't speak Spanish? You're not allowed to speak the language only at home? So being a Latina means you know you have a culture. You know you have a background. And my friends, if you are Latina, you have a story. And I'm here to tell you, no more, baby, no more. Do you know, being an educator, I was an educator since I was 17, okay? I was working in the classroom already as a student, as a student aide. And I remember being told by the principal back then, do not let the students speak Spanish. And you know, looking back, it's awful. You know, let your Latinaness show is all about today. My goodness, guys, it is so horrible. I mean, luckily I'm resilient, guys. Luckily I'm resilient, but there are a lot of kids out there that weren't as resilient as I was. So they were shamed into speaking only English. Now that, my friend, sucks. And now being, you know, becoming an educator when I was in my early 20s, I was told, do not let those ESL, because I was put in an ESL class, by the way, because I had a bilingual bicultural, or I still have a bilingual bicultural teaching credential. I'm no longer in that classroom, but I remember so clearly, and I'm so passionate about that because I was always put in schools for the underserved, underrepresented. And all I want to say is for those kids, poor kids, because I was told that I was not allowed to speak Spanish to them, even though I was in ESL, they were there to learn English. So do not speak Spanish to those kids. They're never going to learn. And you know what I say now? BS. No es cierto. No es cierto. Or as we say in Spanish, no mamen. But, you know, the background that these kids have, they had a rich culture, and yet they were shamed into not letting it show. I know I was shamed. But you've got to know that you're being Latina, and your culture and your story and your background is something that you must admire, embrace, and remember that's yours, baby. That is yours. That cannot be stripped away from you or cannot be taken from you. Es tuyo, solo tuyo. So I encourage you to let your Latinaness show, and I want to hear from you. This podcast is for Latinas, to let your Latinaness show, all of us who have gone from, you know, being a survivor in whatever situation that we've been in, with the white ceiling above us, with the white foam keeping us down and drowning us, to being a thriver, because I consider myself a thriver. Most recently, guys, because of COVID, I was thrown into an early retirement, but I am still in contact with my students, and I'm still a Latina leader. I'm entrusted to grow the Latina business community here, and you know what? I take that extremely serious. I am a mujer moderna with a mission, baby. And I create life. I love it that I create life around my three pillars of healthy beauty, business, and wellness. My mission, guys, my mission is to leave a legacy of Latina leaders, leaders who help others find the confidence they need to succeed. For all the women that were told, you can't, for all the Latinas that were told, for all women of color that were told, you can't, you can't. And being Latina means you come in all different sizes and you come in all different colors. Mujeres de cultura y de color. Embrace who you are, baby. Be who you are. You know, it took me such a long time to be who I was. I was so busy hiding all the time, hiding who I was. I remember being not only sexually harassed by, when I wanted to move from being a teacher into being an administrator. I was an assistant principal, I can remember so clearly. And on day six that I was an assistant principal, I was working with another man and he was my partner. And we were working with a male principal as well. And I came in from walking the grounds and there was two women and a man whom I didn't know because I was a new assistant principal. They were in my office. So I walked in and I said, hey, hello, how are you? My name is Marty and I am the assistant principal here. And who do I have the pleasure to have to speak with today? And they looked at me and they said, we come from, and they named a certain club and we come from the district. And we want to tell you that your job will be in jeopardy if you don't begin to do what you need to do and work with your person and work with your partner and do whatever he says you've got to do. And I was like, what? And apparently they had heard that I didn't like the way he was treating the African-American, Black, Hispanic kids, which, by the way, our school was 90% of that population. 96% of the population was Black, African-American, and Hispanic, and a few Asian, and then we had the white. But I was with a white principal and I was with a white assistant principal. And I was told that I needed to do exactly what they said. And if not, I may not have a job. And I just want to say that, oh my goodness, the community rallied around me. The Hispanic community rallied around me. And if it hadn't been for their strength, their power, I might have actually just shied away and folded up like a little lotus blossom when it closes down and just stayed in my little office. But that's not who I am. That's not how we are as Latinas. And if you're a Latina out there and you have overcome something, whatever it is, I want to hear your story. I would love to hear your story because we now need to let our Latinas show. No tengan vergüenza, no se escondan. Do not be embarrassed, don't hide. Ya basta. That's it. Guys, you know, interestingly enough, I was told, I actually got right now, recently, at 55 years of age, oh my goodness, guys. Sorry, I get kind of funny and my voice goes up, but this is who I am. I'm raw. I'm coming at you, babies. I'm coming at you raw, real peeps. Yes, I was told that because I was Latina, I shouldn't do lives by a coach that I paid good money to. I shouldn't go and identify myself as a Latina. 2020, and this very big Instagram coach says to me, you shouldn't go after the Latina market because there aren't enough of them that will pay the money to make things happen. And I'm going like, holy cajoli. No mames. Or as my dad really would say, no chingan, right? But I was really taken back. I was like, wait a minute. I can't believe that you're saying that. And it's so true. There's still so many people out there. So many people out there that don't want you to be out there and let your Latinas show. They don't want you to speak Spanish. Start another channel, they said to me. Start another channel. Start another podcast where you can do podcasts in Spanish. Oh no, don't post in both languages. Because if you post in both languages, you're not going to get anybody. Don't do reels. Oh my goodness, don't do reels in English and Spanish. Porque no te va a seguir la gente. Your people won't follow you. Oh my goodness. Everything I hear is don't do, don't do, don't do. Well, welcome to Marty Angel, Empowering Latina Coach, who, if you tell me not to do something, baby, you know, my mind doesn't hear the not, and it says, do it, baby. Do it and do it good. So my mission is to leave a legacy of Latina leaders who are strong, who are powerful, who are not afraid to let their Latinaness show. Guys, I'm an author already. I'm an educator. I'm a retired educator. I'm a podcaster. I am a retired successful yoga retreat creator. I can name all these things. When my students were in front of me, they were like, how do you do so many things? Well, I do so many things because I am very passionate. One of the things my husband said, because believe it or not, he's a Latino too, but he had never, get this, never dated a Latina until he met me. He thought he was actually not going to marry a Latina. He thought he dated only Anglo women. And then the Lord said, boom, I'm going to use the word, aquí te chingas. And then all of a sudden he met me. So I just want to say that he was told never that if he wanted his career to move forward, he's a CFO, he wanted his career to move forward, he should not be seen with a Latina. OMG. My goodness, guys. I mean, it's everywhere. And you know what? I want to inspire and I want to help you succeed by leading, by walking my talk. It's my passion to help you succeed. I believe in you and I believe in the fact that you should let your Latinaness show, guys. Oh my goodness. Yes, let your Latinaness show. Stop hiding from the world. You know, I've been called a bilingual powerhouse. Why have I not been called a Latina powerhouse? Right? I just want to know that. Can somebody please answer that question? I'm called a bilingual powerhouse, but not a Latina powerhouse. I'm a heart-centered coach, guys. I share with you knowledge and techniques to clear your blocks so that you can succeed as a Latinapreneur, as an entrepreneur, as a Gen Xpreneur. I love helping people succeed. I'm also a network marketing coach. And you know what? I'm probably one of the very few Latina network marketing coaches. Did you know that some of the network marketing companies were made so that they could actually pull Latinas into the business? But because they know that, get this, they know that Latinas can't afford a lot, they have low budget prices. You know what I say to them? BS, people, women, mujeres, no les hagan caso. Don't pay attention to that. I am here. I am walking the talk. I am leading by example. Some may call me a survivor, but I would say I am a thriver. So I want you to say this mantra. I am strong. I got this. I can do it. Soy fuerte y lo hago. Right? Truly, guys, I went from confusion and deceit to feeling stronger and more successful and finding my way in being a Latina in a leadership position. Oh my gosh, guys. So I've been out there and I've experienced failure, disloyalty, and worse in all arenas of my life. And I don't want you to have to do that. And when I began to work with mentors and coaches, none of them looked like me. None of them looked like me. I always looked for somebody that looked like me. So here I am deciding to be the example because I don't want to leave this world without leaving a legacy of Latina leaders. I look like you. I want to be a mentor for you. I want to be the coach that you want to be as well. So if you're ready, I would love to work with you. I would love to talk to you. If you're ready to start your beauty and business and wellness journey, then I invite you into my community. You can find me on Facebook page underneath this podcast, guys. I am going to put in the show notes, I'm going to put a link, and I'm going to give you guys a great set of mantras, guys, of mantras so that you can speak them. And guess what? They are bilingual mantras in Espanol and in English. They told me I couldn't do it. They told me not to do it because that's not what social media wants. Social media doesn't want you to, you either speak all English or all Spanish. I remember my dad used to yell at me, no hables inglés y español en la misma frase. Don't speak Spanish and English in the same sentence. O todo en inglés o todo en español. And at that time, I was like, why? But I understand now it has made me a powerhouse. So I can hold my own in English and I can hold my own in Spanish. Yo te puedo entrenar en español y yo también te puedo entrenar en inglés. I can train you in English and I can train you in Spanish, baby. I got the best of both worlds and I know you do too. So if you can speak English and Spanish, you're a powerhouse. You're a powerhouse. Don't shy away from it. Don't shy away from it. Let your Latinaness show, baby. Let it rock. Let it show. I remember so vividly there was a man in my grandmother's life, and he never spoke English unless he was totally, completely wasted and drunk. But here's the only phrase that he used in English. Be yourself. And then he would say, S-H-I-T, damn it, be yourself. So here I am saying, be yourself. Be happy, be well, guys. Let your Latinaness show. All right, guys. Now, underneath here, I am going to put a gift for you, these mantras that I talked about. So all you have to do is click the link and go to that link. And please find me on social media. My handle is at Marty, Marty with an I, not a Y, because Marty with a Y is a guy. Marty, M-A-R-T-I, Angel, underscore ELC, which stands for Empowering Latina Coach. Okay, guys, gracias por asistir, gracias por estar aquí, gracias por dejar que yo hable con ustedes y escucharme. Gracias. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. I am so incredibly grateful. Have a beautiful, beautiful day, and remember your gifts, guys. Find me on social media at MartyAngel underscore ELC. Reach out to me. Send me a DM. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great one, guys. Namaste.